House Committee on Judiciary, full committee hearing, Friday, February 22nd, 1991, 1 p.m., hearing room 357, work session.
Chair, a full committee meeting to order. On our agenda today are a number of bills, about 22.
Well, I don't think that's enough.
21.
Thereabouts.
It's a fairly full schedule. Glad to have enough members present now to proceed. And with that, we'll get right into a work session on House Bill 2391, Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2391 allows a court to dismiss meritless writs of habeas corpus without hearings or after a paper hearing. Under current law, the court has to hold a hearing with the prisoner present, even for the slightest complaint, such as complaints about the brand of shampoo. In addition to the staff measure summary and amendments in your packet, you have a letter from Ross Shepherd of the OCDLA explaining why he believes that the bill improperly suspends the writ of habeas corpus.
What am I doing during this thing?
Thank you, counsel. Is there any discussion of House Bill 2391?
Obviously, judging by the carriage, good bill should pass, I guess.
Did you want to make a motion to that effect?
Why don't we motion that we sally forth with House Bill 2391 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and Representative Masonry will carry it.
Representative Baum moves House Bill 2391.
As amended.
As amended. Be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Oh, votes yes.
Representative Bauman. Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark. Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson. Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Parks. Representative Sinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. Representative Bauman, have you had House Bill 2391?
Votes aye, Mr. Chair.
House Bill 2391, receiving the required number of votes, is passed to the floor. Representative Baum, please continue to carry this bill with success. Close the work session, House Bill 2391. Open the work session, House Bill 2393. Counsel?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2393 affects death penalty cases and post-conviction relief death penalty appeals. Currently, appeals in death sentence cases go directly from the trial court to the Supreme Court, bypassing the Court of Appeals. Post-conviction relief cases, on the other hand, go from the trial court to the Court of Appeals and then to the Supreme Court. This bill would change death penalty post-conviction relief cases so that they go from the trial court to the Supreme Court, skipping one level of appeal. The bill also permits or takes care of the problem of a juror who gets sick after the guilt phase in a death penalty case and before the sentence phase of the case. It makes the statute clear that the court can bring in an alternate juror to replace the sick one in between the two phases of the trial.
Thank you, counsel. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2393? Is there a motion on House Bill 2393?
To the floor. Do pass amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Vice Chair Mason moves House Bill 2391 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson? Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Vice Chair Mason, please carry that bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session, House Bill 2393. Open the work session on House Bill 2234, Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2234 allows a violation of an out-of-service notice to be punished as a misdemeanor. An out-of-service notice tells a truck driver to get off the road because either the driver or the vehicle is unsafe. Under current law, violating one of these notices is a traffic infraction for which the violator only gets a ticket. The violator cannot be forced off the road.
Thank you, counsel. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2234? Is there a motion on House Bill 2234? Representative Bryant.
Mr. Chair, move House Bill 2234 to the floor to pass.
Thank you. Representative Bryan moves House Bill 2234 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson? Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2234 is passed to the floor. Representative Bryan is shown as the carrier with the possible idea that Representative Roberts, who has a history of, well, who's familiar with this, could carry it at best, if that's all right with you, Representative Bryan.
Fine, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2234. Open a work session on House Bill 2411. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2411 continues actions taken by the 1989 legislature, which extended the statute of limitation for prosecution of certain sexual offenses. The 1989 legislature extended at that time the statute of limitations for prosecution of certain offenses against children for 6 years on felony offenses and 3 years on misdemeanor offenses. What House Bill 2411 and a dash one amendment do is extend the statute of limitations for the felonies to 6 years for all victims and for victims under the age of 18 until their 24th birthday. For affected misdemeanors, it extends it to 4 years within the commission of the crime, or for victims under 18 years of age until their 22nd birthday. I would also note for the committee's information that, based on committee amendment, that this is retroactive.
Thank you, Council.
One other additional piece of information. There was a question raised about what the impact of this would be in terms of increase in number of cases, and those that are familiar with doing projections could not make a projection.
Thank you again, Council.
Sure.
Is there a discussion on House Bill 2411, Representative Bryan?
I'd move House Bill 2411 as amended to the floor do pass.
Thank you. Representative Bryan moves House Bill 2411 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there further discussion?
Just comment, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Vice Chair Mason.
This was a fairly hard fought little bill in the subcommittee, and some of us are going to support the bill in both full committee and on the floor, but we would hope that the Senate might want to revisit some of these somewhat broad reaching concepts found in the bill. We supported the idea of extension of the statute of limitations for children, but a across the board doubling of a whole group of statute of limitations I thought was a little much, but we'll still support the bill.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Representative Mannix.
This is just carrying on the tradition from last session. We're trying to make the best possible public policy and undo some of the things that were done many years ago by others who I think were perhaps less enlightened than ourselves.
Well, if you're waiting for a light to go on somewhere else in this building. further discussion.
Well, only
the Representative Baumann.
I think I should comment. I think I was the only no vote on the subcommittee. Were there other no votes?
Parks.
Representative Parks.
You were a yes.
You were a yes vote.
Oh, well, never mind.
You were deeply
That's
troubled.
Right.
It was a good idea after
you
all.
You want to explain your support.
You left Dale on his own.
So persuasive.
I guess I got talked out of it and I had forgotten.
She started as a no vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Things get life of their own after a while.
Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative, is there a volunteer carrier for this bill?
I volunteer, Mr. Chairman.
I thought you might. Representative Mannix will carry this bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 2411. Open the work session on House Bill 2412. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I also might note, just for the record, that House Bill 2411 was the first bill that came to the Family Justice Subcommittee from the Governor's Task Force on Sex Offenses against children. They may not recognize them anymore, but that is where they came from. House Bill 2412 requires that in certain proceedings where a child or a member of the child's family is a victim of a crime, that the court shall expedite the proceedings, and that if the court decides not to, that there must be written findings of fact and conclusions of law to support that.
Mr. Chair.
Council, the packet before us simply states House Bill 2412. Am I to assume that there were amendments adopted?
Yeah, there are -1 amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Clark.
The amendments are important because the bill, as it was brought to us, was wide open, and it said in any case where a child is a witness, and we tailored it down to make it real clear that it was cases where a child or a member of the family was a victim of a crime. So it's probably cut the number of cases to which it applies by 90%, 80% anyway.
Thank you, Representative Clark. Further discussion on House Bill 2412. Representative Johnson.
Was there any analysis of how hard it was to require written findings of fact as opposed to just doing things the normal way they do it?
Council?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, I think that there are factors in the bill that the court has to set out in terms of what they would be, and I think the primary issue is the age of the child and the potential adverse impact that delay will have on the well-being of the child.
Thank you. Further questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I think the requirement of the written findings can be taken care of, though, by a letter of opinion, which the judges often enter in their cases.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2412.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2412 is passed to the floor. I don't see a carrier entered here, Representative Bell, unless there is someone else who is. Thank you. Representative Bell will be asked to carry this bill. Close the work session on House Bill 2412. Open the work session on House Bill 2406. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2406, A engrossed as the -1 amendments. By way of explanation, 2406 had three sections. Section 1 and Section 2 dealt with the Victims Compensation Fund. Section 3 dealt with transferring the responsibility from local law enforcement to the state to pay for sexual assault examinations. The fiscal impact on Section 3 was significant, in the tune of, I think, $500,000. Given that the committee is going to be dealing with other Victims Compensation Fund issues, the committee made the decision to move Sections 1 and 2 into other bills dealing with victims' compensation, which leaves only the issue of the transfer of the funds in order to encourage the funds be done, but also required or also pass the bill out with a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you, Council. Is there discussion of House Bill 2406? Is there a motion? Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2406 to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2406 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee. Is there a discussion of the motion? Clerk, if not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2406, as amended, is referred to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Close the work session on House Bill 2406. Open the work session on House Bill 2377. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2377 deals with assignments of rents. Under current law, a lender may record a mortgage on property to protect it from folks who later acquire an interest in the property. This bill does the same thing for assignments of rent. Under current law, a lender can protect an interest in rents only by taking control of the property itself or through a receiver. This bill will allow protection for assignments of rents and also give lenders more of an opportunity to work out delinquent loans rather than rushing in and putting the borrower out of possession.
Thank you, Council. Discussion on House Bill 2377. Is there a motion on House Bill 2377? Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2377 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2377 as amended with a due pass recommendation to the floor. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2377 is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, you get all the good ones, apparently.
Well, we go from one extreme to another, Mr. Chairman.
You'd carry that. Thank you very much. Close the work session, House Bill 2377. Open the work session on House Bill 2371. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2371 changes who at the bank you have to serve with a writ of garnishment and what it gets you. Under current law, there is a long list of bank representatives that can be served with a writ of garnishment. If you serve the writ on a branch, you get accounts at that branch. If you serve the writ at the head office of a bank in a city, you get all the branches of that bank in the city. Under the bill, you can serve the manager or the assistant manager of a branch, and it gets you the accounts at any branch in the entire state system. The packet in front of you has dash two amendments from legislative council that were prepared and adopted at the last hearing. However, legislative council has suggested making a technical amendment that would change the phrase designated person on page 1, line 8, to manager or assistant manager, and that's to keep that section internally consistent.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion? House Bill 2371, Representative Edmondson.
Yes, I would move the amendment the Council just read, as well as on page 3, line 5 of the dash 2 amendments, changing the number 400 to 4.
It involves a military time and different types of things.
400 p.m. is an awfully late hour to be doing these things.
Hard to wonder if that was just a technical amendment, or that may be getting close to substantive there.
Well, I want to be careful.
I appreciate that. Representative Edmondson moves the amendments entitled the Dash 2 Amendments with the addition of change on line 5 of page 3. Striking or deleting the number 400 and inserting 4. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, it is adopted. Is there a further motion on the bill as amended? Representative Edmondson.
Move the bill as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative Edmondson. Representative Edmondson moves House Bill 2371 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2371 is passed to the floor.
Their carrier shown on that?
Yeah.
Representative Johnson? Thank you very much. Representative Johnson will carry House Bill 2371. Close the work session on House Bill 2371. And we are going to go slightly out of order because we are doing so well. Or if we continued on this order, we would go out of order. So let's go with Senate Bill 374. Open a work session on Senate Bill 374. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 374 clarifies the liability of directors of nonprofit corporations. Under current law, it's not clear whether a nonprofit corporation director is liable for failing to act. It's also not clear whether or exactly what kind of intentional misconduct, if any, is protected under the Act. Senate Bill 374 clarifies that directors are liable only for gross negligence in the performance or non-performance of their duties or for intentional misconduct. This is not intended to be a change from the bill that was enacted in the last legislative session, merely a clarification.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on Senate Bill 374? Is there a motion on Senate Bill 374? Representative Clark. Representative Clark moves Senate Bill 374 to the floor with a due pass. Representative Clark moves Senate Bill 374 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll. Thank you.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 374 is passed to the floor. Representative Click, is it? Oh, Clark.
Right.
Would you carry this to the floor? Thank you very much.
I'll carry the bill to the floor.
Close the work session, Senate Bill 374. Open the work session on Senate Bill 396. Council, would you preview probably the finest work they've produced to date?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 396 repeals the ever-popular Bulk Sales Act. The Bulk Sales Act is part of the Uniform Commercial Code. It requires people who buy most of a business's goods to notify the business's creditors so that the creditors can take steps to protect themselves. The folks who brought us the Uniform Commercial Code in the first place now say that the Bulk Sales Act is no longer needed, particularly because there are other ways that creditors can protect themselves that are cheaper and more efficient.
Thank you, Council. Representative Vice Chair Mason?
To the floor, do pass unamended.
Unamended?
What? Unamended? We let this get out on being amended.
We have amended.
This is through the interim committee, through the Senate, through here. We haven't messed it up a bit.
But let's not indicate that it should be removed from the bar exam.
Okay.
Leave it on.
Representative Clark, did you have further comment?
Because it's not relevant.
Well, I guess, just because I
You kind of like the bulk sales law, do you, Kelly?
I was apparently excused from the discussion on this. Maybe it's because I worry so much about this in the practice, and it took me so long to learn it that I'm a little bit surprised that we're appealing it. Council, what are the other ways that people know about
security interests?
Give me the gist of the testimony.
Mr. Chair, Representative Clark, Council, the principal means of protecting a creditor would be a purchase money security interest under Article 9.
You can explain that on the floor.
That was a short answer.
Representative Clark? I'm going to wave it goodbye. All right. No further discussion on Senate Bill 396. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
No.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
So there.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye.
Parks is here. Vote.
Representative Parks, would you like to cast a vote on Senate Bill 396, the repeal of the Bulk Sales Act?
Radical bill.
Oh, repeal of the bulk sales? I would vote to repeal it, whatever that is.
You can vote aye, then. Thank you. Senate Bill 396, having received the required number of votes, is passed to the floor. Although I am listed as the carrier counsel, Representative Mason says he has a deep understanding of the Bulk Sales Act and, in light of the potential questions, would like to carry this bill. Close the work session.
And he better prepare himself. Because I'm coming after
him. If there are questions, the floor had better prepare himself. Bring blankets and pillows.
Purchase money again.
All right. Open the work session on.
Coming after you.
Senate Bill 421. Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this Senate Bill 421A engrossed, which came over from the Senate amended, is the Business Combination Act. In an attempt to develop tools to deal with hostile takeovers of corporations and to mitigate the economic consequences of those, the 1989 legislature passed the Oregon Control Share Act. What this bill does is increases the tools that one can use by basically prohibiting self-dealing within 3 years. I might want to share with the committee my co-counsel's graphic explanation of this because I don't understand hostile takeovers. The way he explained it to me is what the Oregon Control Share Act does is if the wolf comes on the door, grandma doesn't have to let him in. But if grandma gets in, then under the Business Combinations Act, that the wolf can't eat grandma for 3 years.
That's it.
Wow. Council support.
Did she carry the bill?
Oh, my goodness.
Can we use that on the
further nursery rhymes? Any discussion?
Mr. Chair,
is there a motion?
What big eyes you have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Clark. Yes, Representative Mannix.
I move Senate Bill 421 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 421 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bellman?
Aye. Yeah.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Oh! Yes.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Representative Mason?
Are you voting on this one?
421?
Aye. Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 421 has amendments passed to the floor.
Thank you.
I will take on the awesome responsibility of carrying that bill. Close the work session on Senate Bill 421. House Bill. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2413. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what House Bill 2413 does is extend the length of time which a juvenile within which an informal juvenile department disposition agreement must be completed. There currently is a 6-month limitation on the period of time in which an informal contract can be offered to a juvenile. The testimony in support of this bill was that was inadequate time to allow juvenile offenders to participate in treatment programs, particularly sex offender treatment programs. The bill comes to you with the -1 amendments.
Thank you, Council. Is there discussion on House Bill 2413?
Vote explanation, Mr. Chair.
Oh.
Representative Bell?
I wanted to explain why I voted no on the bill. We have letters in our files from the Juvenile Rights Project who've been very helpful on the whole package of bills that deal with juvenile justice, and especially they've been very helpful with the issue of juvenile sex offenses, both the victim and offender, to help us sort of clear through this problem. Their concern is that because of the strong feelings about sex offenses, we won't use these as a tool for sex offenders. What will happen is that a child's obligation on other matters in informal disposition would become far longer in duration than if the child was adjudicated to be under the court's jurisdiction and placed on probation. So really, in a way, what we're creating here is a disincentive for informal disposition and an incentive to go to adjudication. It's kind of like PSRB, has done in a sense when the period of supervision under PSRB is longer than your potential sentence. You might as well take up space in the system. And so my concern here is that maybe we're not hitting the target, and without any intent to impact all those other cases that we haven't talked about, the little cases, the playground fights,
poorly thought-out episodes in the grocery store or the 7-Eleven or wherever the shoplift took place, we're extending the time on those informal dispositions to the extent where we won't be able to use that tool so often. So I will be a no vote again today.
Thank you, Representative Allen. Representative Edmondson.
Moves House Bill 2413A and gross as amended to the full.
Thank you, Representative Edmondson. Moves House Bill 2413 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
No.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2413 as amended is passed to the floor. Representative Edmondson, would you be so kind as to carry that? Thank you very much. Yes, close the work session on House Bill 2413. Open the work session on House Bill 2519. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm currently under ORS 109-119. Non-parents or psychological parents are able to seek custody and visitation rights. And 109-121 allows grandparents to seek...